Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we're talking about a very critical question that we all are dealt with, regardless of our religion, regardless of the creed we belong to, regardless of the tribe we belong to, regardless of the nationality we come from. This is a question that all of us, without any exception, has to deal with at some point in their lives. Okay. Now, some people may not think about these things. That's their personal choice. But it's nothing but natural and inevitable for anyone to think about this question at least once in their lifetime. And that is, what is the purpose of mankind's creation? Why are we all created? What is the idea behind this coming and going? People come, they take birth, some people give birth, and then their deaths, you know, people depart this world. You know, what is going on around us? We all have lost some loved ones. We know what it means. And we have seen some kids being born in our surroundings. So what is really the idea behind this coming and going? If humans had not been living on this planet, that is Earth, what difference would it make? I mean, honestly, is it necessary to know why have we come and why shall we go, right? Some people say that, okay, you know, people are coming and going, but why do you have to think about it? I personally feel that it is a very relevant thing for everyone to think about at some stage of their life. You know, we're not expecting a child to start thinking about these matters. But as you grow, you become bigger, then you lose someone close to you, or there's a birth of someone in this world, and then you go like, where did I come from? Where did my brother come from? Where did my friend come from? So this thought actually is encountered by all of us at some stage of our life. And this is what I believe in. Now, brothers and sisters, there are two groups. There are two groups that we're going to discuss today when it comes to this question of the purpose of mankind's creation. The first group is the unbelieving materialists. That's what I'm going to call them. Unbelieving materialists. They don't believe in anything. They just believe in what they see. And they believe in acquiring what they see and what they wish to acquire. Then there's another group of people that we're going to call believers. So let's take a look at what the unbelievers, the materialists, they have to say about this question, that is, the mankind's creation. And what, on the other hand, believers have to say about this question. First, let's talk about the materialists, the unbelieving materialists. Brothers and sisters, you may find it funny, but honestly, give it a shot. Try it in your community. Try it in your surroundings. The materialists cannot answer this very basic question. You ask them, what is the purpose of mankind? They cannot answer this question. And why they cannot answer this question, we're going to get into details after a short break. Stay tuned.
Perfect human in the speech of Martyr Ayatollah Mutahhari.
Insan kamil yani insan numune, insan a'la, insan wala, har ta'biri ke.
A perfect human is an icon, an elevated being, or any other descriptions you may have. Humans, like many other things, could be either perfect or imperfect, and even effective or defective. There are defective humans and effective ones. And an effective being itself is divided into two types, a perfect effective human and an imperfect effective human. Recognizing a perfect human being, according to Islam, is required for all of us, Muslims. Because then that person becomes an icon and symbol of perfection, and a perfect Muslim for us. This means that if we intend to be a perfect human and perfect Muslim, since Islam wishes to make perfect human beings, and if we wish to reach perfection as a human under the teachings of Islam, we first need to know what and how a perfect human being is. How is this spiritual face and image of a perfect human? What are these specifications of a perfect human? When we find the answers to these questions, we can build our society and the individuals in that society based on these teachings. And if we fail to recognize a perfect human being according to the perspective of Islam, definitely we cannot make it to be a perfect Muslim, or in other words, a relatively perfect human determined by Islam.
Discussing the two groups of people and seeing how they answer and how they deal with the question of the creation of mankind. We said the first group of people is those unbelieving materialists, and then the second group of people are those believers. Okay, so we said when the unbelieving materialists, they are encountered with this question of what is the purpose of mankind's creation. This is a fundamental question that every human being deals with. They cannot answer this question. Why? Because they don't have the ability to answer this question. Since matter does not possess perception and intellect for its pursuit and objective, they conveniently convince themselves, who? The materialists, the unbelieving materialists. They conveniently convince themselves of the insignificance of man's creation. This is funny. This is really awkward that you cannot answer a basic question. You don't have a philosophy for the creation of the mankind. Is it not strange that these people, these very same people, they envision precise aims and plan systematic programs for what? For every minute of their life. For all those minute details, such as education, work, job, treatment, medication, sports, all of these things, they try to organize and manage, and they try to have like a very detailed plan for it. When it comes to looking at human life in its entirety and taking a holistic approach at human life, they consider it to be aimless. This is really oxymoron, and this really is a contradiction that we see. Everything in their life, from their job to work to their finances, everything has to have a purpose. But when it comes to talking about the purpose of the human being itself and his or her creation, they don't have an answer. Thus, it is not astonishing that when a group from among such people reflect upon these issues, they become discontented by this vain and purposeless life, and consequently, you would see, go search up the internet, Google it, you will see that they resort to suicide. Because as soon as an unbelieving materialist, he becomes focused on this question and starts contemplating, he would not find answers. Okay? Whereas the believers, the one who worships the God, when they are asked the same question, they would never fall in despair. Primarily, he knows that the creator of this world is wise, and therefore his act of creation is undoubtedly based on wisdom. See the difference of approach? Sometimes we think that we believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just a, you know, something that we think about and we just, you know, have, it's a concept. It doesn't have any practical application. No, brothers and sisters, you see it there. A believer, his outlook on life is altogether different from an unbelieving materialist. An unbelieving materialist cannot even answer this basic question that why are we created? What is the purpose of our creation? Whereas a believer, he knows out of his faith that Allah is one, Allah is wise, Allah is the one who created this world, and since he's wise, he's not going to create something purposeless. See, when a believer, he looks at his body parts, he thinks about what his brain is, how his heart works, what the purpose of blood vessels and nerves and everything like eyelashes, fingerprints, like all of this stuff in his life is, he gets attached, he understands, he starts to realize, he starts to comprehend the purpose of each of these body parts, okay? When he knows that all of these body parts that are in his body, they're created for a purpose, this means he is created for a purpose as well. So what is that purpose? And I'm just concluding the talk here, brothers and sisters. We're out of time. What is that purpose? The purpose of the creation of human being is acquiring and achieving perfection. Basically, the actual act of creation, that is to move from non-existence into existence, from a non-entity into an entity, from zero to a figure, is a huge step towards perfection. And this travel and this journey goes on.
You can talk it down, turn the other way. Fear the truth, but it won't go away. Can you hear it calling? Yeah, you can write it.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.
And there's nothing left around. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? When your knees are on the ground, you may fear, but it's allowed. Are you listening? 'Cause I need forgiving. 'Cause I need forgiving. I need forgiving.